FBI special agents in history are sharing their stories about what it means to be pioneers in federal law enforcement. I'm Molly Halpern of the Bureau, and this is FBI This Week. Up until 1972, the FBI did not accept applications from women to become special agents. When that changed, Joanne Misko and Susan Malone were the first two to enter the FBI Academy. Susan Malone says it was a dream come true. For Joanne Misko, it was the beginning of a more than two-decade career at the FBI. The two women supported each other through what was then an arduous 14 weeks of training with their fellow agents, all of whom were men. More than 2,600 women special agents currently serve and lead in all roles in the FBI. To hear more from their predecessors, visit FBI.gov.